Welcome to the Den Podcast. This is the place to find out news and updates at Lynn Haven School. Episodes of this podcast can be found on our website at lynnhavenschool.org. Like our social media and subscribe to our channels. Welcome to the Den. Hi, this is Johnny Harris, head of school at Lynn Haven, and this is the first edition of the Faculty and Staff Spotlight. I will be highlighting faculty and staff throughout the school year, so the Lynn Haven community and actually the community at large can learn more about our faculty, our staff, and who they are, and how they have, you know, how they landed here at Lynn Haven. So first up, we have Miss Shonda Melendez. Hi, Miss Melendez. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. And yeah, so today is your spotlight. So we're going to get right into it. I have four questions, and these questions were given ahead of time, so Ms. Melendez has an opportunity to kind of think through it and really, give, extra meaning to her responses. So we're going to start off with the first question. First question is, who are you?
This was a very difficult question because we often think of ourselves in our roles as, mother, wife, position, that kind of thing. So I would say I am a kind, caring, enthusiastic person. I think that's it.
Okay. So kind, caring, enthusiastic person. So is that echoed amongst the people in your life? I'm sure people have said that about yourself, right?
Yes, and I think it depends on who those people are in relation to me.
Correct.
But by and large, I think those are characteristics that blend across relationships with people.
So what do you think that is attributed to? Because some people aren't nice and kind. I mean, fortunately, I'm not one of them, but I've met a lot of people through my journey in life, and they're just, maybe people's, where they grew up or their situations kind of shaped their mindset, maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Sometimes I think a lot of my personality is birth order, being the oldest.
Okay.
Sometimes I think, early childhood experiences or other experiences. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what I would attribute it to.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Second question. So this is an interesting one. And I thought about this, and full disclaimer, I did not come up with question number 2 or 3. I have a friend of mine that she podcasts, and I'm actually doing an interview on Friday.
Okay.
Similar questions, but I tweaked it a little bit for our spotlight.
All right.
Second question is, if you can think of 3 items that you can put on display in a museum, historical site, heritage site, however you want to say that, to sort of represent who you are. Who is Shonda Melendez? And what 3 items would they be? And give us some background on each item and why you selected those 3.
Okay. This was actually easier than the first question.
Okay.
The first object that I picked would be an encyclopedia set, like the set that people would have in their houses in the 70s or 80s. And the reason I would pick an encyclopedia set is that I've always loved learning, and I love learning from books. And we had, we were middle class, but we had encyclopedia sets, and we would get the updated version. And I was that nerdy kid who would read the encyclopedia just for the sake of reading it.
Oh, wow.
So that would be my first pick. My second pick would be a floaty, like you would use at the lake or at the pool, because I love being on the water. There's this rejuvenating feature that's part of being on the water. I can't swim. Had some traumatic experiences.
We've got to change that, Ms. Melendez.
I know. I'm planning to take swimming lessons, but we used to go to the beach all the time as a kid and go to the pool, and then a couple of near-drowning experiences.
That's understandable.
Change that, but I do love being out on the water, and so that's more and more become a part of who I am and how I relax and how I enjoy time with family.
I was thinking about that when I sent this to you. You know, I've always heard that you love the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think during the new employee or during the back faculty training, we had talked about where would you like to be. And it was like, yeah, Miss Melendez wants to be on the water.
Anything on the water. On the water,
okay,
absolutely.
A floaty and encyclopedia. Okay,
yes.
Those are two.
And my third one, this was a little harder. My third one would be in the office downstairs, I have a poster and it has part of Amanda Gorman's inaugural speech. And it's the part, for there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. And the reason that I chose to put that poster in there and would choose to put that in a museum is it emphasizes two things that are really important to me. One is to look for the good in the world, in people's intentions, in the world in general. And the other thing is to be the good. So, you know, we're called to do that. And so that those two pieces of that quote really say something
Speak to
me
you.
And about who I am and how my outlook on the world.
So that's how you live your life?
Yes, or at least try to.
Well, yeah.
Every day, that's my goal.
Yeah, that's the goal, you know, and I think something that we've always said here at the school, we talk to it about our students. I had a student in here earlier this morning. He was a little bit sleepy. I kind of recognized that, so I co-opted him and brought him out and just talked about anime and some other things.
Right.
And I think we're always becoming.
Right.
I don't think we're ever in life people talk about reaching the finish line in life and you've accomplished it, you've made it. Yeah, I think along the way there are things we accomplish, but I think you're right, that quote speaks to how we express what needs to happen on a day-to-day basis in terms of our kids' outlook.
Right.
In my view, and I think it's shared amongst the faculty and staff, we're always becoming.
Right.
I don't think we're ever really there. So. Very good. Interesting. So, third question. If you could pick one item, and it could have been one of the ones that you listed, to describe your personality. And I think we talked about that, right? You being kind and friendly and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could pick one item and to describe your personality, what is it and why?
So, I would pick a marigold. And so I went away from my museum exhibit. Maybe this would be a special featured exhibit or something.
Okay.
And the reason I picked a marigold is they are not the star of the garden, right? They're hardworking. They keep pests away. They have lots of different uses. Like you can eat different parts of it. You can make dyes out of it. They don't require a lot of care. You know, you just stick them out there, and as long as they've got a little bit of water, a little bit of sun, they're fine. And they really help the rest of the garden. So at the end of the season, you mulch them up, and they provide fertilizer for the other plants in the garden. So they're there. They're okay, you know. So most days, I might, you know, comb my hair that day.
Right.
And shine a little bit, but I don't need to be or seek to be like the star of it, so I can be the one that helps the rest of the garden
mm-hmm.
really shine and really stand out and be that award-winning garden.
So how's that map back to Amanda Gorman's quote?
So although the marigold is not the star, right, it's there to do good for the other plants,
mm-hmm.
and the other plants benefit from the marigold being there.
How would you connect that to the school?
I hope that my relationship with students, my insights about curriculum and instruction, I hope, and my relationship with the teachers, I hope that those are beneficial to every one of those different groups for different reasons and in different ways. So that's what I hope that I bring to the school.
So you're born that way?
I think so.
You think you're just, you know, you have these traits and abilities and outlooks. And clearly, life shapes all those things, right? When did you actualize that about yourself? That you're this, you know, who you are professionally, as a wife, as a mother, and all that. How did you, I don't want to get into, like, how did you reach there?
Right.
Because that's another podcast for another day.
Right.
But That's how you're viewed.
Right.
You know, so anyone that knows you knows that Ms. Melendez is hardworking. She doesn't want all the attention. Sometimes she wants to stand out. Sometimes, but she is rooted.
Right.
You know, she is going to make sure everything happens. So how do you take care of yourself? You know, how do you make sure that you're well fed and you get enough sun, or is that just the nature of the marigold?
So I think it's the nature of the marigold. I think it's something that becoming idea that I'm learning to put a little bit of emphasis on what I might want or need.
Mm-hmm.
Hence spending some more time out on the water, that
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
But I think it's just something that people have others recognized in me before I saw it
mm-hmm.
in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would be put in positions where that was the case,
right,
and it fit. So mm-hmm. it, I think as I've gotten older with more experience, maturity, I've become more and more comfortable in that role.
Mm-hmm.
I think I used to wipe it away easily and like, no, I don't want to lead, but understanding that you can lead from behind, which
mm-hmm.
is what I'm very comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell people I'm a kingmaker.
So. Right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Very good. So with that said, so when you think about what you do at the school, I think that's number four.
Yes, I think so.
Instead of telling me what you do at Lynn Haven, pretend you're handing me at least one item that represents what you do. So we think about the role. Your role at Lynn Haven is, your title is Director of Teaching and Learning.
Right.
And titles are simply for the community to understand what you are supposed to do at the school. But the reality is the title really doesn't represent all the things that the school asks of you and the expectations of yourself and how you contribute to the school community. Because the Director of Teaching and Learning, I mean, you talked about being a marigold. You talked about being a hard worker and being kind and being caring and being a kingmaker and all those things. That has nothing to do with being a director
right.
of teaching and learning.
Right.
Now, you have to have some sort of qualifications, you know, and some sort of background and desire to step into a role, into a school, a classroom, helping teachers, parents, students understand just how it all works, right? From an academic standpoint, there's some prerequisites you need.
Right.
So I don't want to underestimate that. But so if you could think about, you know, one item to represent what you do in terms of your professional
right.
Responsibilities here at the school, what would it be?
So this was a little bit challenging too, but I picked the one-to-one Chromebook. So with our school, we have a one-to-one Chromebook. And I felt like that was a good representation because it is an example of the opportunity that students have for student-directed, student-centered, independent learning that follows that progressive education philosophy. There are innovative things and approaches that you can use with technology. The technology in and of itself doesn't do it, but you have access, the access to information, because then you're learning more and more. So I felt like if there were one thing, maybe I could have gone with pencil, but Chromebook.
It's okay.
but if there were one thing, I felt like a Chromebook would be a good representation of that because it's a tool that teachers use for teaching, and it's a tool that teachers use that students use for learning. And so that was my object.
Very good. Well, this has been a fantastic conversation, Ms. Melendez. I learned a lot about you today, and I think we look forward to seeing you help the school navigate through this transition. This is an important time of the school, and we're definitely growing, and Ms. Melendez has a very specific role, but as you heard it here, you know, the Director of Teaching and Learning doesn't define who she is, and she is a marigold. So thank y'all for listening, and be on the lookout for more podcasts. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Lynn Haven School's podcast, The Den. To learn more about our school or to inquire about admissions, visit us at lynnhavenschool.org or call us at 804-750-2300. You've been listening to The Den.